Morning, everybody. Yom Aleph for Parshas Vayakov for Kudei Tavshin Pei Aleph. We're getting closer. We're definitely within the Shlosh Yom play the Machag of Yom Tov of Pesach. And we will begin the Ezra Hashem today to discuss some of the halachas regarding Pesach. Hopefully, in the coming weeks, we'll also discuss things that are unique to this year, better Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, which has been quite some time. Today, we will discuss conventional Hilchos Pesach. An interesting thing, which I'm sure everybody's thought about over the years, and that is that many women, basically right when they finish the Hanukkah party, they're already worrying, what's the time at Pesach?
You gotta start leaving for Pesach.
What party? You said Hanukkah.
I said Hanukkah. Some people start from Hanukkah. Some people start from Tu B'Shvat. Some people after Purim. Everyone has their every. I'm sure people, many people remember their mothers, different times, whenever they started, and they would sit and go through the whole house and clean the whole house until you couldn't find the crumb, right? And then what happens? Ooh, the night before, Erev Pesach, the father comes home and it comes, ooh, he's gonna make Bedikas Chametz. It takes him about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Oh, this is the grace of Bedikas Chametz, right? That's the whole production. And meanwhile,
once
you clean it up, what's he looking for? First of all, which is a cash to restrain the mask. What in the world? What's he looking for?
His wife cleaned everything.
And moreover, if he indeed is going to check for Bedikas Chametz, so then what's this 15-20 minutes? His wife checked the whole house. It took her days and days. Or she had a cleaning help, and she was supervising. Whoever cleaned the house and they checked it for chametz, they really cleaned it for chametz, it took a tremendous amount of effort and time. So suddenly you come home, bedikas chametz, 15-20 minutes, boom, that's the job. What's going on over here? What's the relationship between cleaning the house and bedikas chametz? And, like you mentioned, Yanki, that if it's really clean already, and you're not worried about chametz, so, okay, the halach is that when do you check the night of the 14th? But you make a bracha? What are you looking for?
There's nothing left to look for, right?
It could happen, you know, on occasion that somebody mamish still the night of Erev Pesach, he looks, but you could find something. It could happen. But in all likelihood, you're not finding anything, right? If you checked and you checked and you checked and you cleaned beforehand, that's it. You're not really looking for chametz. It's not a game, obviously. It's part of the Takanas Chazal. So what exactly is going on over here? So the truth is that there is a Yerushalmi that discusses this very point, and the Yerushalmi is a very interesting reason why we check the chametz. Yerushalmi says it's hard to hit that base of different than the Talmud Bavli. Even today, the Yerushalmi, depending on the edition, has different dafim. The dafim are not uniform throughout in Yerushalmi. Depends which print you're using. So over here, it's on that base of. So the Yerushalmi writes as follows. I'm sure the beginning of Pesachim in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi had the following question. Chatzer Yerushalmi Yerushalayim, Sha'oichon Sham Chalos Taido Erekike Nazir, Ma'u Sheyu Tzricha Medika. Now, we all know, this language actually comes up a lot in different discussions by regarding the Pesach, that Taido, the carbon Taido, has included in it Chalos, right? We don't say Mizmul Saida on Erev Pesach, and we don't say Mizmul Saida on Chalomai Pesach. Why not? Because you can't bring a carbon taida then, because it includes chametz. So if it includes chametz, they had special chatzeres in Yerushalayim where they would eat the chalos taida. And we know the halacha is that as with every carbon, there's a certain amount of time you're allowed to eat the carbon. So when that time expires, what happens? It comes nicer, right? So you have to make sure that nothing is left over. It's a lot. To leave over anything from a carbon is a lot. You have to make sure to get rid of it, to eat it up before the zman of the carbon expires. So the Gemara says, "Gracey boy, chatzer should be Yerushalayim. Shoichel Shem Chalis Toider Kikin Azir. Ma'u Sheyu Tzricha Medika. Beloikach Inan Beduka Is Ben Anoiser." Regardless, these areas are checked from Noiser. You check to make sure there was nothing left. And it seems the Mefarshim explained that these places were used exclusively to eat these karbanas. So, which means the only thing you ate there was these karbanas of Toida and Nazir. So, once you cleaned it out to make sure there's no Noiser, so obviously there's nothing left to check for chametz anymore. You clean out the whole place. So do you have, are you mechuyav to be voidik in these areas as well? So the Gemara says, Yeva kahada tana, Rabbi Zechaya chasna de Rabbi Levi, he said the following, Nida chayfefes v'sarekas. We all know that a woman, before she goes to the mikveh, has to be chayfefes. She does a chafifa of a serek. She combs her hair to make sure that she does not have any chatzitza before she immerses herself in the mikvah. Kehenes. Now, a woman who's a kehenes is different than a regular woman, and that is why, because she not only because. I can just fix this screen over here. Because she has times that she has to be betara different than a regular woman. Where is that? Kehanim, we know, eat truma. Not only the male kehanim, even women can eat truma, but they can only eat truma betara. They have to be tar. Now, in order for them to be tar, what do? They have to go to the mikvah, like anybody else. The men too, they go to the mikvah to be tar. The halacha is that a woman who's a kehanes, she does not have to be serekes. They're very careful. The kehanim are very careful. And therefore, we're not choshish v'chatzita. She does not have to be chayfefes v'serekes. Oh. Now, what's the halacha? Nido kehanes chayfefes v'serekes. Now, what about a woman? She's a kohen, and she's also a nida. So she's going to the mikvah because she's a nida, not because she's a kehanes. But the kehanim, we know that for truma, they would not have to do the chafifa. So why is she doing the chafifa now? She's very careful. So the Gemara, the reason why she has to do a chafifa anyways, when she goes to purify herself from being a nida, she like tachloik bein nida l'nida. You don't want to differentiate between one and the other. Uf hacha, so to hears of the Gemara, shaloi l'chaloik bein bir l'bir. Now, it seems that the Girsa seems to be indicating that it's talking about bir, but the Mefarshim explained it really means not to be mechalek bein bedika l'bedika, because we know that bedika is really just the first step in the process of bir, and that's actually the bracha that we make, is al bir chametz. Bedika is a chelik of the mitzvah of bir chametz. So in order not to differentiate between the average person who's being bedik chametz in a place that has not been previously checked, and this fellow with the chalek taida in his courtyard, where he has already checked the courtyard, shaloi l'chalek, the chazal will geyzer, even though there is indeed no chashash, you still have to check for chametz. So even though basically you know this whole area was cleaned out, there's no chashash for chametz whatsoever. Still, the Chazal said you have to have bedikas chametz. And the Mordechai brings this
Is there a chiluk between the bedika for nicer versus the bedika for chametz? Like for example, if there's a brekula of nicer left, are they as makbid or nicer as they are?
Oh, you see the level of the...
It's a higher level of bedikah, because you're looking for even a mashu. A nicer is also a mashu.
They're both cards.
So is chomet also a mashu, but it would be bottle. So it really plays into the whole question, exactly what the bedikah is for. The bedikah is even for a mashu? See, if it's less, pirum are really bottle.
Yeah.
And then your question really does play into the whole machlek you're showing him exactly what the role of bedika is for. That's correct. I don't know if I could focus on that, but that it's true. That's a good point. That chametz may be different than the Isser of Neisser. The pre Chalish and others actually hold that this whole raya from the Gemara is totally different, because over there, the Gemara says you don't want to be mechalik, meaning because he already checked for something else. What did he check for? He checked for nicer. Why did he check the first time? Because it's chashash of nicer. So they said just because you checked for something else is not going to exempt you from checking again for chametz. But let's say you would check once for chametz. You'll tell me that you should check again for chametz because other people haven't checked yet? Well, let's just first see the Marcha before we jump to that step. The Marcha brings us to halacha. He says, it's in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Hey. It's again in the beginning of the Masechta. The hand points in the middle of the paragraph. But gam im kibdu v'tatu, which means like they swept up and they cleaned up as a bias. Mikoydim lochein afilo hachi tzarech lachzer v'livdoik. Why? Sheloi lechalik bebedika lebedika. The kach pasak ravon, also from the G'dayli HaRishonim, v'hachi isim Yerushalmi v'resh psachim. They quote this Yerushalmi, Rav, Mani, Boi, Chatzah Shem Yerushalmi, Shalech Hashem Chalik, Tadu Kiki, Nozim, Mao, Tzrichas, Bedika, Parach, Alek, Farbalk, V'nan Eser. Mishani, Shloi Lachlik Ben Bir Lebir, Miu Betalmud Shalonu, Yeshach Sadr La'iro Nivduk. That's really going back on something he said previously about a Beis HaKnesses. It's in the middle of a bigger conversation. That last line is going back on Beis HaKnesses. The question, also if you have to check a Beis HaKnesses, also the Makar in this Yerushalmi. Now, so basically there's a Raya from the Yerushalmi that Shaloi Lachalik Ben Bedika LeBedika. All of Klal Yisrael is checking, so even if you have already checked, you've cleaned up, and you know there's no chametz, you still would have to check for chametz again on Leil Bedikas Chametz.
He's talking here about the animal. Normally you have to use an air. But in Achzadra, you don't have to.
Correct. I mean, the question is where that comes into this discussion over here.
That don't make a difference. Even there, he's maintaining you have to use an air. That's the implication. Normally, you would say that you have to use only a candle. But it says if you have sunlight, then it's okay.
Correct.
It's the same, to make not different than anybody else, everyone has to use a candle.
No, but I think you could still do.
And that's for the halacha, yeah.
You
can use the light.
Of what?
Of Achzadra.
You could use that light.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And today we have big lights, I'm saying, so that's a question with that. It's like an Achzadra. But let's continue on to this next point that we had. The Trumas Hadeshet also is the other one in the Rishonim who mentions this discussion, and he brings down Shiloh. Interestingly, again, maybe we've mentioned this in the past, the Trumas Hadeshet was not as really a Shiloh as Trumas Sefer. He wrote the questions himself. These were all, they were made up, the questions. He wrote it, and I guess he felt it was more interesting if it was written in a question and answer format. But the shaylos were written by he himself, not by a shoyl. He writes, "Harbe b'nei Adam noyagim l'tateya alochabit kol chadre beisam beiza gimel yad koyedas." They weren't so like today. Again, they probably had much smaller homes. It didn't take that much effort to clean. Today we have a house that's come out impossible to clean in such a short amount of time. So what they do a couple of days before Pesach, they were already cleaning. Over oyedalid manichin lahen gimel oyedalid psisin. You see, he didn't do like we did with 10, 3 or 4 pieces of mikdash chadarim. They put out a little bit of chametz in some of the rooms. So they look around for these 4 psisim that they put out. They find them. Now you can move on. Vedika
is
over.
Is that the proper thing?
So Trumas Hadeshen. Tshuva, Yira, the Milsa, and Simon Kuflam and Gimel, the Trumas Hadeshen. Yira the milsa the pshitahu the lo yeyas inun avdi. They are doing something incorrect. This is not correct. Why? The begemara perakam the psachim, and of course he means the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli, because that's what we just saw clearly in the Bavli. There's no mention of this. Kasa behedya dim kibdoi v'tate habayis kaidim lochei afilu hachi tzarech lachzar v'livdoi alma the bekibu l'chod loisagi. You see clearly that just by cleaning beforehand is not enough. So read carefully what he's about to say. The reason of the Yerushalmi is shalei lechali ben bedika lebedika. The ikal mema, and if that's the case, the heichal the oved bedika kol shehu ba'or yedalid dai bekach achar hakibud the mehashta leitach leit ben bedika lebedika. So the Trumas Hadeshen goes ahead and basically squashes this whole obligation that the Yerushalmi thrust on us. Because he says that this, that there's a svar, shalom lechalik bein bedika lebedika, and even those who have already cleaned have to clean again. That's just like symbolic, sort of. You want to show that you're no different, but in order just to fulfill that, you don't have to clean your whole house. You do a small bedika, similar to like what he's seeing over here. You put out 3-4 pieces, you look for them, you make a little show, like you're part of Klal Yisrael, and then you're done. You don't have to really do a bedika because, in essence, as far as finding chametz, you've cleaned already. The only reason why you're participating in what Klal Yisrael is doing because everyone should be baited. You don't differentiate between people.
At what point does a room become a room where you don't bring chametz?
When you check it and you're careful.
No. Oh, so that's the rule. Okay. So you don't have to check that room anymore.
So that's what I'm saying. Contemporary, as far as most people I know, by the time the 9 and the 14 comes, that applies to their entire house. Maybe one cardboard box,
so then
and the grocery box with a handful of the chametz inside.
In order then not to be lived up and to
lach.
So you still check one room. Because the entire house is already.
That's exactly what he's saying. That's the point that I'm trying to bring out for the Trumas Hadeshet. What he's saying is, it's true. The Yerushalmi says shalei lechalik, but you should know that based on that, the whole obligation is only to check one room. And that maybe would be what people are doing. They're not really checking so much because they understand that in truth everyone already cleaned up the house for Pesach. There's no chametz anywhere. We are assuming at least there's no chametz that was cleaned well, either by the woman of the house or they were supervised, and they trust that the cleaning help understands what they're looking for and that they actually cleaned up properly. So they're just doing small things. You set up a few pieces. You put out today we do 10 pieces. Kavolah, why it's 10? And that's it. That's the whole b'dikas chametz. It's not really to look for chametz. What are you looking for? You don't have to look for it. It was cleaned already. That's the first part of what he says. That would be the case if we ended with the Yerushalmi. Mikol Mokar, however, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Kosav Nami Hosam Tam Acher the Kibbut L'chud Leisagi. However, there's another reason why cleaning the house is not enough. Mishum Dilma Mishtakach Beguma. perhaps you forgot a little bit of chametz in a crack, in a crevice. How is it that just by cleaning that you're yotze chametz bedika? We know that the Rabbanon are so makbid on chametz, is such a issa chametz, the Rabbanon added layers and layers of chiyuvim. V'tzarech livdei bedika gemura l'churin u'l'stokin b'chol chadre habayis shemachnisa mehen chametz. Insufficient, he says. Whatever you did previously is not sufficient. Because not only do you have the Yerushalmi Shleil L'chalik, there's another svara that maybe there are things that were not caught the first time. It was the churin u'l'stokin. There are small crevices and cracks where maybe a person put chametz, maybe you say that's under the cap. I don't know where exactly that would be today. Maybe it doesn't apply at all today. I'm always used to literally have crevices in the wall between, I don't know if they had bricks, but people, they didn't have cabinets like we had. They used to actually store things in the wall of the house. So he's saying you could have overlooked something, is sort of what he's saying, and that's why you have to make bedika. Now, if that's the case, what's he trying to point out? Not enough just to check in one room. You have to check everywhere. You have to check the whole house again, leil yudalid, because maybe there's something that wasn't, which means that's a real bedika. That's not just shalel l'chalik. That's a real bedika. You have to look, and it's kedai to mention this, that there were gedolim that you do the chasam sefer, spent an entire night looking bedika his chametz, different than what most people I know do. He spent the whole night going from room to room in his, I don't know how large his house was, but he mamish was with a candle, and he was careful, and his children helped him. It took him all night. Mamish, they say, all night the chasam sefer. And there were other gedolim as well. The chazanish was nizir, like that, but the vast majority of Klal Yisrael does not fear Zlachis. The word Gedolim Hutaka did this, but the majority of Klal Yisrael does not conduct themselves as such. And the question is, why not? So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try to understand where our minig, or how we conduct ourselves, why that is Ois Kehalten in Halacha as well. The Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Taf Lamed Gimel, Sif Yirav, which is the last Sif in Taf Lamed Gimel. The Mechaber writes as follows: a Mechabed Chedre B'Shleisha Osa B'Nisan, someone who checks his rooms, he already cleans up and check. A Mechabed, he cleans it B'Shleisha Osa B'Nisan, U'Mechaben Livdei Kachametz, which means that when he cleans it, not just he cleans it because of a small cleaning, he does it with the intent of cleaning for chametz. He's really cleaning it. Olavara V'Nisan Shalei L'Hach Nesham Oit Chametz, and he's careful not to place any chametz in that room afterwards. Afal pikin sarich livdei kolel arba aser. Still, he has to go back by night and check it again. Oh, now let's see what the Bogan Avram says over here. It's in your mind. This is one page and another, and the next page of the Shulchan Aruch itself. So if you look in the inner margin, the hand points four lines from the bottom. Ois chav hamachavir chedrin. V'yesh lo yagin livdei achakach. Rak miktas chadar. Oh, so he says not everyone agrees with the mechaber. The mechaber seems to say you have to check the whole house. Look, the Mogen Avram, not so simple. Some hold you only have to check miktas chadarim. V'lo yeyas avi. He quotes this Trumas Hadeshet. V'afgav the b'mar chay masik hatam b'li mahani bedika. B'yoyim shalei l'chalik bein bedika l'bedika. The reason why it's insufficient is only shalei l'chalik. V'mkein ikol mei b'dehecha the ovid bedika kol shuhu ba'ra ba'asar. Sagi achar kibbutz. Since you've already cleaned, so just do a little bit. Mikol mokon hare kosav oitam acher mishum shemi yishtakach baguma. V'mkein b'ma yotzo achador micheves abedika. Lochein says Trumas Hadeshet tzarech livdei bedika gevura b'chol achador. Ad kam loshem Trumas Hadeshet. V'afilu bodak b'yoyim b'churin b'stakin. Oh, which really now he's finished with the Trumas Hadeshet. The Magen Avraham is speaking on his own now, which is really what we do. Do the women leave anything behind? L'chari, they check every last crevice. Nothing is not checked. Everything is checked. Still, tzarech lachsav lo tibalayim. K'may shekosav reishav in zeh. Miyu im bodak achsadro lo'or hachama yotzo. V'chei mashav v'es yosef simen tov lamed zayi v'shei matesis. However, if a person checked, this is really what we saw a little bit in the Mordechai, if a person checked lo'or hachama, which is a chiddush that Tosfos says, that a person checks lo'or hachama, you could be yotze even without an heir, then perhaps you do not have to check again. Oh, so here's where the Pesach is coming from. Zok de Mogen Avraham, if a person checked la'arachama, which means that, again, there's two times to check. Either, not really two times, a person's supposed to check lo yadala la'araner. Why? Because that's how you can check properly, la'araner. Everything you checked previously was not done la'araner. But since there's an opinion that holds that even everything you check la'arach sadra, la'arachama is also sufficient, therefore you can rely on everything that you checked previously. You checked well, la'arachama that is, and you don't have to check again. So what are you checking b'chlal on Lel Yudalid? Only with the first reason, Shlel L'chalik, Bein, B'dika L'B'dika. So essentially he's arguing on the Mechaba. The Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch, says you have to check everywhere. The Mogen Avraham says no. Maybe if you checked it so well that it was like a chsadu or a chama, then you do not have to check again for a chashash of real chametz. The only reason why you would have to check is Shlel L'chalik, Bein, B'dika L'B'dika. As far as that's concerned, Shlel L'chalik, we said that what? You only have to check one room. You don't have to check where a certain area you have to check. You don't check the whole house. So here already the Mogen Avraham is the Makar, the Chayr for what we do, that since today, you don't know if you need Achsad or Achama, you have lights, it's bright as ever, you can see everything in the house, I'm all in the house, you can imagine if we're sitting in the room here when the lights were off. Even when the sun is out, it's not that bright. Today, everything is like Lor Achsad. So a person checks, they clean the house carefully while the lights are on and they really check everything. The only chiv you remain with is Shaloi L'chalek Bein Bedika L'Bedika. Oh, so now, if that's the case...
This is a very basic question, right? The Mishnah says, Boitkinis, or Larbos, Boitkinis, whatever, right? So the Chachamah was Mesakin that the Bedika should be done Lel Yadalot. So granted, you did it before, you prepared before, but if you make time to Tekar Sachamah, you should make the Bedika Lel Yadalot.
Correct. But if that's the case, then you should be chayv to check your whole house. If the only way to fulfill the takanas chachamim is, like you're saying, this is the tzura that the chachamim were mesakin, lel yudalid, so then why is it that people are only checking one room? Then you should indeed have to check the whole house.
So that's what I'm asking.
Oh,
the Mishnah says, saying that from the Mishnah's mashma, yes, you should do it, lel yudalid.
But the next line, the Mishnah says, Mokhi Shemek is Rechomets, and so Vadika, not this house,
we can't
check. So you're saying because you cleaned it already, and you were not Mechomets, so you don't have to.
Oh, so let's see. It's not clear exactly why we don't have to check the whole house. There are different variations. One way is like you're saying, Yankee, and then there's a. If you look on the next page over here, there's a very interesting. There's a tshuva from a sefer called Sefer Chidushim Harish. I couldn't find the new print. I found on the Yitzhak Chachma an old print which is impossible to read. The Maharish, it's quoted by the Gedolei Acharonim, all quote the Maharish on this topic. The Chida quotes him, and the Shai Tshuva here in Shulchan Aruch also quotes him. It seems that he was mamish from the. From the Gedolim, they quote him as a real authority. He wrote Chidushim on Pesachim, and then in the back he has Tshuvas also. And he asked Mamash this question, like, what's going on over here? Everyone's cleaning for Chametz, and then you come Leila Ba'osar and you just check a little bit. What's the Pshat? Why? To explain what our Bedika is all about. So if you look on the next page in the Shari Tshuva is the Ois Beis, the Chol Adam Tzarech L'Chavid. You see where the Shari first comes Shulchan Aruch. The next group is Berheitev and Shari Tshuva. So the Shari Tshuva is a small Shari Tshuva here. He writes in Ois Beis as follows. At the end of Siman Tav Lamed Gimel, V'lachein, Mekilin Hamoinei Am, V'meikum, Livdei Derech Havara, B'lichi Pasheitev B'chur Nustokin, L'fi Shetchila Mechavdin, V'roichatzin, U'menakrim, Hakol Heitev. Since we clean everything very well, V'afilu Roichatzin, this is important, V'afilu Roichatzin U'menakrim, Aidei Ein Yehudi, even if you have cleaning help. And they're the ones that clean it. Mistaver the nemanim, you can trust them. The anakiyusa kafti, they understand clean is clean. You find a piece of bread, a piece of chametz, you clean that out because it has to be clean. They understand that's what their job is. V'loy mari nafshayim kolkach kach kosev etshuvas shebesleiv chidush shemarish lepsachim. So he says the lamaisa once it's totally clean, yes, there's a chiv to be baidik. But if there's no chametz, there's nothing to be baidik. Baidik is for a place where you have chametz. And similar, I don't know if he's saying the exact same thing, but if you look on the next page, you'll see the Das Tera, the Brijan Rav brings in Sif Beis over in Tafalam and Gimel, he brings from the Das Kedoshim. Matzasi Bekisvi Das Kedoshim. I'm not sure if this is printed or not, I didn't check it up, but the Das Kedoshim from the Pachachach, he writes, the Nehid Ein Boykin El Oraner, Hainu Mechashash Churim Vestokin, Avo Koshe Ein Chashash, means when you have a Chashash, then you check La Oraner in order to take yourself out of that Chashash Chametz. Let's say you have no doubt. There is no chametz. Like a place in which you never bring chametz, kayo. V'lochein, bedikas teivos u'metalklin shemahapten oisam misnair hakol. Man, people would have these cabinets, seems like not built in.
They had cabinets, boxes, storage boxes with it, or crates where they would store things. They didn't have built-in cabinets like we had. They had crates and boxes. So what do? If you have a box, you turn it upside down, you shake it out, and then that's it. There's nothing left in there. We have to look and stuff. What are you looking for? You shook it out. You turned it upside down, everything came out. A person has gloves, right? That's what he means. So it seems like people maybe used to keep things in their gloves. It was a good place to keep something. You clean it so well, you know certainly there's nothing left in there. So it's true. You're saying that Boitkin has to be Dafkul or Abbasim. But he says what you're basically doing is you're creating a situation where everything is a makom she'im machnis mechametz. Let me ask you a question. Even people that clean very well, do they go into the Pesach cabinets where all their Pesach products are already sitting and check over there for chametz too? You have a cabinet, right, that you already designated for Pesach, and the wife is cooking already, and she's baking, and she put inside of there, you have potato starch and all the Pesach ticket products. So you look for chametz in there? I don't know anyone who checks for there. That's Pesach thing, right? What are you looking for Pesach? It's a makom she'im machnis mechametz. So Zokta Dasteria, really every area in the house that was cleaned really thoroughly is a makom she'im machnis mechametz. You know this area was clean. You're not supposed to bring chametz in that area anymore, so you don't have to check. Question: so what are you checking with Lal then? Again, really, that's the entire house. You look in the box where you're keeping the last few Cheerios. B'chari, there's no chametz anywhere. The Sag Afkach Bener Kolduhu. You don't have to look so much. And really, this is the source, this is the basis of why many people, the majority of Chai Yisrael does not follow that minig of the Chassam Sefer, which, in truth, the Shulchan Aruch does seem to indicate that is really the halacha, not like the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says that even if you checked well, and you checked with the intent of being Vedic, which means you probably did check well the first time, you still have to check again. But we're saying on the Magen Avraham, and perhaps with this explanation of the Das Torah, of the Brijana Rav, that he explained that it becomes like a makom she'im achnisa mechametz, and that's why we are pater from checking it for chametz on Leil Arba Asa. You look in the Bishabur, you'll see he's not so happy about this. He doesn't quote a Das Torah, but let's go back to the previous page over there. Look in the Mishnebura on Sifidah.
What's the point
in
the Ramah when he points out that a person should have
See, he's pointing out something which we skipped over here, but you can go back to the Ramah on top. He writes, Hagah, V'chol Adam, Sarach L'chabed Chadorov, Kaidim HaBedika, V'hakisim, Oibata Yach, Abogadim, Shenoisim, Hem, L'pa'amim, Chomet, Tricham, Medika. He writes that it's not just it so happens to be this guy, he cleaned his house and now he's looking for Chomet, Le'a Ba'aser. Everybody should indeed clean up their house before. The Mishabur, right, we'll see the Mishabur, you'll see how he explains it. Mishabur seems to say that if you didn't clean, I'm not sure if these two key would mean the same thing. I'm not exactly sure, because Mishabur writes, the reason why you have to clean before is because if it wasn't clean, then you can't check. Which means if you have things piled up, and all sorts of, you go into your garage and you threw in all sorts of old storage in there, you can't start checking. You have to first move in and sort things out and send and make a seder, and things should be clean in order to check for chametz. It doesn't sound like the kibud that the Ramo is talking about was the actual cleaning for chametz. He seems to be saying something, you have to clean up more like a
sprinkling.
Yeah, like a...
Well, sprinkling is a lot more than basically.
Yeah, that's more in depth. I don't know, it depends how you define it. And every home has their own definition of how that works. But I don't think he means the same thing. I'm not exactly sure, because it's the same march. I believe he's also quoting a marchai. So it's hard to put the two together. I'm not sure how the Ramah is talking to this Muhammad. I'm troubled by it a little bit. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It begins Sifkat Mendal. We said that he checked earlier on, or he cleaned earlier on. Umechavim Ratzolayma. Loimi by Bistam She'ein Ches Kasei Miskabeg. Certainly, if you just cleaned up without the kavana to make a bedika, you certainly up to Shulchan Aruch. You would be obligated to check again Leil Arba Asar. El Afilu, even in Mechavim L'Shem Bedika, you clean Pesach cleaning. That's exactly what you were doing. Gamkein lemahani, you have to check again. So this is a simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Magen Avraham. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Afal pi kein tzarach levdoik, shehakibud eina bedika gemura, shema nishtaya chametz beiz gumul. This is what? This is the Trumas Hadesh. Va'afilu im badak lo'er aner b'churin b'stokin. Let's say, you say, no, I checked, I cleaned my house for Pesach, only at night, and with a candle. I've been doing this for 2 weeks before Bedikas Chametz. So I used Oraner. Gam kein tzorach lots of livdik b'layla, k'chol yisroel shel l'chal ben b'dika l'b'dika. But in truth, as far as that's concerned, you would only have to do one room. But for the other reason, you have to check, kol zem esbar metech tev yitzvus hadeshem b'shem mardechai. L'fi ma shekasav l'eva sifah b'labachi, ein lismay ha-b'dika sayoyim, afiyu hoyu l'or aner, sh'aner ein emir b'yom kukach k'kome b'layla. Then he says, regardless, you can't rely on or ayin. So which means that all the cleaning that you did beforehand, since many times it's done by day, the old that itself disqualifies it. So I don't know again if that's relevant as man said, because today the daytime you have a lot of light. So it could be it's like an achsader, like the Magen Avraham. He doesn't bring that part of the Magen Avraham. You have the idea of achsader. Lamaisa, it's very possible, I believe the Heinrich Gebois can do compare our lights, our electrical light, to an achsader, and therefore it would be considered like would have the same validity like checking L'Ara Hama by an achsader. However, still in all, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should check again. But again, we saw the Magen Avraham, which he doesn't really quote, who says that you don't have to check everywhere because that would suffice for the Bedika. Or you have Ish L'Alecha B'Bedika L'Bedika. Now look over here in the Shaar HaTzion in Ois Nevoah. He asks a very obvious question and he leaves it hanging, really. He writes like this. What do we keep on saying here? That one thing which is clear is that you have a concept of Shulel L'Chalik Bim B'dika L'Bedika. As far as the cleaning that you did earlier, is it really clean? Are you checking again to really find anything? It's up for debate. Maybe it's really clean. But we said, one thing everyone agrees to is the first source that we saw was the Yerushalmi. There's a concept that Chazal said everyone has to check Lel Yadalik, even though you cleaned already Shulel L'Chalik, we want everyone to be the same. But the Trumas HaLeshen said, no, since that's the whole obligation, as long as you check one room, you fulfill that obligation. Sharetzit says, who says? Why is that? Look at Oislan Vavul Tamzeh, Em Shayer Cheder Echad Livdik Oisei Kedid Balayla, Shaper Dami Kach Kosa Betrumas Adeshen. In order to fulfill the obligation of Shalel Lachalik, you only have to check one room. Then up the Sharetzit, the Gam Dinze Eine Barakol Kach. The Eishloimar, perhaps, Shalel Tachle Koi Al Kol Bayis Ubayis, which a bayis over here means a room. Perhaps every room is Shalel Lachalik. Who says one room in the house, oh, you show me the part of the Bedika. Shalel L'chalik means the same way the rest of Kali Yisrael checks each and every room, you too have to check every single room. Who says that it's limited to one room? He doesn't understand this Trumas HaDeshen. Avon l'fi ma she'saim ha-magen Avraham v'afilu bada v'ayoyim v'hu ma she'takta b'shtabur f'ma she'al l'mahani ma she'idlik b'layla rak cheder echad. Oh, what he means is that according to the other reason that there is indeed a chashash of chametz, it certainly would not help to only check one room. If you indeed are chayshiv v'chametz, then everyone would agree you have to check all the rooms. So again, the Shaar HaTzion is saying that even if you hold shalom l'chalik, he holds, perhaps he wants to disagree with the Trumas HaDeshen that you should check every single room. And certainly if there's really a chashash, you would have to check every single room. So none of us, what are we going to be semech on? We'll be semech on the Das Torah that he understands. It's like a makam she'ein machnisim b'chametz. So now, let's go to the next page, which is moving really back to Simon Tough Lamed base. So again, if this whole thing is just really sort of a show, so what's the bracha? What do you make a bracha for? What are you checking for? You really checked already. See, the whole thing is a show. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. He really, Bavarns is already in the previous Simit. The end of Simit Tough Lamed base, Sif Yud base. And here the Ramo is talking about the minute that we put out 10 pieces of chametz. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, v'noyeg imlaniach, hainu chametz kasha, person should be careful, he should put out chametz shelo yispar. You shouldn't end up with a problem again that chametz is getting all over the house. The children shouldn't play around and take these pieces and move them to other areas of the house. So the Ramah had said, I apologize, perhaps it's kedai to see the Ramah on the top of the ear before we see this Mishnah Berurah just to get a clarity of what he's talking about. The Ramah brings this minig. So he writes, the Ramah, that a person should put out the 10 pieces. Why you put out 10 pieces? Because maybe you're not going to find any chametz. You're going to look for chametz. Maybe you're not going to find anything. So here, by putting out the 10 pieces, you're certain you're going to find, because the pieces are here. But then the Ramah says, no. Let's say a person that he doesn't have. The chametz is gone. He has no more chametz in the house. It's not ma'akiv. The das kol adam ma'bracha levayer im nimtza. The bracha is al bir chametz, and the bedikah is only the beginning of that bir. So you're looking in order to be mevayer, but what does that mean? That the searching itself is the mitzvah, which means that it's like a process of bir. It doesn't mean you actually have to come to the, it doesn't have to come with the maisa that you're actually going to find something, you're actually going to burn it. You're looking in order to find, in order to burn. If you find, good. If you don't find, also good. It's still the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to look. And just to look in order to what? In order to get rid of chametz. The mitzvah is not to find it. If you find it, good. If you have nothing left, so then adrabam. Kol hakavod, you already got rid of everything. There's nothing left, but the halacha is you have to look. And that's what the mitzvah, and that's what the bracha is for. The bracha is just to look. The bracha is not, is not to actually find. So therefore, as adrabam, you don't have to put out the 10 pieces.
Why is he even mentioning the bracha?
The first opinion that he's quoting, Mari Britton, holds it is a bracha. He held, if you don't find anything, then it seems that there's a fundamental machlokes about bedika chametz. If you actually have to find something, or it's the bedika itself, just looking for it is the mitzvah, and that's what you're making the bracha, without even finding. Even if you're certain you're not going to find, like, it's certain, but you're pretty sure that you're not going to find anything. The mitzvah is to look and look, maybe, and even though you turn up with nothing, you have fulfilled the mitzvah and you made a bracha on that mitzvah that you just performed.
I think the nusach of bracha is making it problematic because the bracha is not to look. The bracha is to be mevayir. So if you're not mevayir, if there's nothing, you're not bringing anything, so I have to make a bracha. I think that's why the Mari Brin feels that it's a bracha batala.
You're saying it's not, if it would be aliv de chametz, then yeah, Everyone would agree you don't have to have anything. If it's because it's al bir chametz, so then if you come up empty handed, what's the beer going to be on? So what's the Rama explaining differently? He's saying in Monasan Laikim, the Das called them Imhabracha Lavair Imnitsa. Not sure what that means. So that's his intent, but if there's no mitzvah, you could you can't make a bracha if there's no mitzvah, right? The Chazal Ol Mesakim bracha is for the mitzvah itself. What was that?
You want to say Kol Hamira on if there's nothing
So Kol Hamira, you could say, what do you lose by saying a Kol Hamira? But a bracha is a bracha batal. That's it. There's no Kol Hamira Levatol, right? It's a proclamation.
And also you say, the next day you say the Chazite Delechem.
Lo Chazite, you're clearly indicating that, you're clearly saying that there may be something which I missed. Here, you only the bracha is only on what you actually find. Because
if I find, let me do it. If make if I find.
That's the bracha. So what that means is that the mitzvah is if you find.
Right. So that's a mitzvah.
And even the beer, right? Even the beer itself.
Right.
Well, the bedika pashas is a chelik of the beer. It's like it's step one of coming to beer.
That's a drasha to make the bracha at night. This is the beginning.
It's the beginning. Otherwise, you would make the bracha the next day on the beer. So let's see what the mishnah he explains. Part of the mishnah he says as follows. You would gimel the next sifkat you gimel miu chelik azeh the inkan chashash bracha batol v'chein hu hamitzvah livde kachametz olachapes acharav to search shema yimatzei v'mla yimatzei evakachlo no that still you did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to look. V'ataz kosav oid the habracha koi al mashi yivar lemachar bevadei mashi yishar me'achilase, which means many people, they have their machpat to keep over something to burn, besides the 10 pieces. Let's say a person has something to burn. But they're nervous, they don't want to start putting out 10 pieces. The Ramah is referring to that. You don't have to make, you could still make a bracha. Why? Because the bracha is al bir chametz, and you actually are going to burn something tomorrow, even if you're not finding anything tonight, you have something set aside to burn tomorrow. El shema hayoim, mas ayidei habadika. But since the bracha is going on the beer too, according to that, maybe it would only be if you really have something set aside. But if you have nothing set aside, maybe you would not make a bracha. But Ramah seems to hold regardless. Even if you have mamish nothing, you still make a bracha. V'chanam v'sim tov lamanam. V'chein niskim ha'chareinim v'dina. V'ayim v'chayk yakav shekosim v'kobakum. Ein kedai levato minik shi yisrael. It's a minik yisrael. Even though the Ramah says it's not necessary. V'ayim shem shenos v'talim v'nogim. V'gam ma'arizal. Kosav minik zeh. V'shi yaniach yud psisim v'daf v'ten. You have to be very careful, they shouldn't get it. Now, let's see what the Shari says over here at the bottom in Sifkat Yud Beis. You see the hand is pointing, the third line of the Shari on the bottom. Hevi b'shem emek halacha, the kahayoim, that today, shahamidig l'chabed v'la nakas habayis, mikol chashash chomet, koydim lo yudalid, everyone makes sure that there's not a drop of chomet left. Yesh l'minig zeh yisoyd minina. Oh. There, come to choice that the put out the 10 pieces is not only because they're Arizal and because it's a Shein Ezach. Since we're so careful, we clean everything, he seems to be saying even past what he said in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, he said, Lamaisa the mitzvah is to check. But he's commenting on that, check. Lamaisa the mitzvah today is you clean everything, you turn the house upside down, there's nothing left. So up there, and that's the case, it could be that there's also a chiyuv medina to put out those 10 pieces. Why? Because otherwise there's no bedikas chametz left. Now this seems to be a marginal shita. I don't know if everyone, you can't say this is mainstream, but the Sharetzion is saying
that a lector will be a bracha levatala.
He seems to be saying that maybe this should be a chash bracha levatala, since you're so certain that there's absolutely nothing in the house, you've cleaned so well, so what do you make the bracha? Maybe there is a chashash bracha levatala today. More than what the bishop said. It's true, he said that maybe you'll find. But today, it's even less than that. It's not even maybe you'll find. You certainly will not find. And based on that, he holds that is part of the reason why you should put out the Yud Psisin in order that it should not have bracha levatala. So if that's the case, of course, there should certainly be nizer to put out the Yud Psisin. So again, maybe you see now that what's he saying? The Mishabura, something which is interesting. He, in Taf Lamed Gimel, he sounds like you should check again because maybe Churin is stuck in, and he brings the whole discussion based on the Shulchan Aruch that we are still worried. But now he seems to be saying, Taf Lamed Beis, that the minig is to clean, we're not worried at all. Really, there's nothing left. And you ask the kach that you're putting out the Yud Psisin because otherwise, maybe there wouldn't be a Chiyuv of Bedik at all. Maybe we're so certain that there's nothing left that there is no Chiyuv of. So I'm not exactly sure how. What is his conclusion of it? It seems almost like a sort of a contradiction in how he understands. It could be that the Sharetzion is not really how he paskens. He's just bringing this other sheet of the Emek Shaila. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah. He brings it only on the bottom. Meaning, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what he holds halacha, you're obligated to check, even without the Yud Psisin, because that's the halacha you have to check again. Even if you check once, you have to check again Lel Yadal. That's the Kodesh Chazal, you have to check again. He's just saying that, Lemaisa, there could be even another reason, that perhaps even those who hold it, you don't have to, but you put out the Yud Psisim, and that's how you fulfill that obligation. The Aruch HaShulchan also mentions, talks about this a little bit. He writes over here in Sif Yud Gimel, Kosev HaTorah Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Aleph, HaMachabe Chel B'Yud Gimel, V'nisim Mechabe Liv Degar Chomets, L'Vayar V'nisim Shlo Yilach B'Shom Boi Chomets, Af HaBikim Tzarech Liv Degar Balil Yudal. V'zeh Kama Yishkos V'Sef Sif HaKoidim, Oh, the Afa Pishik Kvar Balik B'Kumai HaMinik Shea Tzleinu, V'Kamakum Chayovin, V'Iker B'Dika, She'Tiknu Erla Ba'asar. This, Rav Shlomo, this sounds like what you were saying. You're obligated because this is the Iker Takana that Chazal made. The Kosvu, the Tzarech Balayla lived the Ketev, V'loi Rak Lotzis Yidei Chavis Bedikam, V'shem Na'idei Kibud, Loi Nezbaru Masha Begumos. Since there may still be something stuck in the Gumos, this is the Magen Avraham, the Tumas Hadeshin speaking, you have to check very well even by night. The Tzarech Ata Livdek, V'or HaNer Begumos V'churim V'stakim. Oh, Zeh Tzarech HaShulcham, one second. Even in his time he felt, V'zeh Loi Shaykh Hatzlein. The women, they check mamash everything. If you've already done bedika other nights, ain't tzarech livdek oy b'lel yadal. The tmihani, kivon deloy osa ketikun chachamim, vade enay moyo, unichoyev livdek b'lel yadalim, im loy shabodak b'lel yigimel b'bracha, the oz bevade enay yachal avarech oy v'le osa b'tzim min amokhar. Which means that there are some people, the mashal, that they go away for yontif, right? So then they're not going to be there, level because chametz halacha is supposed to check beforehand. So in the chanam, they're not going to check again. But if somebody stammers they check beforehand, he said that not the ikat hakanas chachamim, and they should indeed check again lel yadal. It's interesting. I meant to mention this in the beginning. It's a very interesting. I heard the story from Rabbi Belsky a number of years ago. Belsky is a tzaddikul bracha. He said like this. He was giving a shir also before Pesach. This is a very interesting story that they Shila Kutner, Yeshua's Malka. He said that Rav Shila Kutner was once sitting in his house before Pesach. It was a few weeks, a few days, and he was sitting and learning. And his wife came in, and she starts cleaning the room for Pesach. And they never did a vacuum cleaner that sucked everything up. Did she with a brush? I don't know exactly how they used to clean. And it was kicking up dust, and he was coughing, and he couldn't learn. He said, "You should have me from learning." So she said, "Go into the other room." So he went into the other room. And she comes into the other room, and she starts cleaning over there. He can't learn over there. And he says, "Oy." And he quoted what's now a famous expression that many others say, "Shtoyv is nish chametz. Dust is not chametz. What's nachta meshigan? You're cleaning. What do you think? There's chametz over here. You cleaned it already. It's clean. What are you? You're just kicking up all the dust." So she told him, "Ah, vol men zeh falos dav dir medan shulchan aruch. Vol uns al gegessen chametz at Pesach. If we were relying on you with your shulchan aruch, we'd be eating chametz at Pesach. Which means that yes, it's true. You bite it once. You bite it twice. The women they checked already, but." Chometz is something which is so chomer that we're so careful with chometz. It's kedai to the extras of heroes, and that's why we talk about careful. Now again, the obligation to do the Shulchan Aruch, check the whole house again. Very few people actually do that. Remember, there's a famous story. Pinchas also, he spoke about that. He stayed up the whole night, check the whole for chometz. He was a big bomb of the Rega, but many people are not naive like this. And it's well known also that Rav Aaron Kotler, what he would do is, he would, I know my father also this way he conducts himself. That's why I know the Ravaran, this is famous, that in Lakewood they carried on this Hanhaga, that Ravaran would go from room to room in his house, and he would ask the Rebbetzin, did you check over here? Did you look already? You cleaned up over here? And she would say, yes. And he would say, okay, good. And then he would go to he put out the 10 pieces, obviously, also like it says in the Ramban, he made sure he made the brach and he collected the 10 pieces. But he would go from every area and he would make sure, did you clean it? And she would find out. And that's how he felt. Yes, you rely on the earlier checking, which was done with the seriousness of a bedika. His wife would check and make sure it was clean from chametz. But on the Leil HaBa'asar, he made sure that it was actually clean. That's what he did. I mean, that itself is a part of the bedika. Yeah, you assume every man comes home, you assume, oh, it's clean for chametz already, it's weeks and you know the vacuum is out and everyone was cleaning. But maybe something was overlooked. Maybe something was not clean. If it was clean, it was clean well. But maybe something was overlooked. So you would ask each place, was it clean for Pesach? And something was forgotten. The glove compartment in the car, I forgot to look inside that part. You know, you ask your kid, you send your kids out to clean the car, right? The car is for the kids to clean. Did you look in the trunk? Did you? So that thing, that's not something to be careful for. And he felt that that was the key of B'dikas Chametz on the Leil Yudal. It was an interesting thing.
What do you mean she kicked him out?
Oh, because she was thinking for Pesach then. Oh, so he couldn't be my eye in a safe.
He writes in his
tshuva.
Same story.
Okay, Shkoyach, what are you saying?
Shkoyach.
Okay, get into the mode of Pesach. It's still cold outside, but we're getting it.